Citizen Kane? No. Godfather? Seen it. Casablanca? No. Raging Bull? No. Singing in the Rain? No. Gone with the Wind? A little bit. Lawrence Arabia? No. Schindler's List? No. Vertigo? I saw it for 10 minutes. Wizard of Oz? Yeah, I've seen it. City Lights? No. Never heard of it. Searchers? No. Star Wars? Yes. Psycho? No.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Haven't Seen It, the movie podcast where we watch movies we should have watched and then talk about them. I'm Jen Stansfield.
And I'm Sean Merrick.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we watched Casablanca as our weekly selection off of the AFI 100 list. And we also watched The Evil Dead, which is something that it's a horror movie that you need to, I think, everybody talks about as being this benchmark, and we figured we'd have to give it a shot, so.
So we did. I guess we'll start out with Casablanca.
What were your thoughts? This is the second movie in a row, first one being Citizen Kane, that I think I've watched and I was not particularly engrossed by.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, it was a good movie or whatever. It was, you know, you got to see where a bunch of those really classic lines came from. You know, he's looking at you, kid, and you know, of all the chin joints in all the world, you had to come walking into mine, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean,
you get to see that sort of stuff. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I found it much more interesting than Citizen Kane, because I thought there was a lot more going on, and there were definitely more layers.
Well, it was definitely more of a straight linear story as opposed to Citizen Kane, where it's like there's just a bunch of occurrences, and you know, and you're learning about this guy's life, but
you have to actually care about the guy first.
Yeah, there's more of like a journey going on, whereas like you know, there's in Casablanca, it's basically you know this whole deal over the traveling
Nazis
and traveling papers, yeah,
and people trying to get out to safety and like. People just acting like they're living their lives, but everybody's trying to get out. And no, I mean, it was really interesting. Of course, you got the love story and the love triangle. And so, I mean, I found it much more entertaining than Citizen Kane. I don't like love stories anyway. I think they're boring, like movie stuff. You know me, I'm not a romantic comedy person.
I mean, it's an acquired taste. And the thing is, watching it, I'm just like, okay, you know, this is interesting, but there's not something that's dragging me into this plot that's making me like want to, you know, wish that these two ended up together or some sort.
I actually really kind of hoped they didn't
because they didn't,
which was great because I thought it was, you know, and of course coming from, again, I think this is one of those things, it's so hard to look at it through this modern lens and say, well, I could totally get it because like looking at it from my perspective, through a modern lens, like, I don't think I'd ever want to be with a guy who called me kid all the time.
Well, you know, probably because he
fucking
looks
annoying. Well, because he was, like, 20 years older than her, because she was like, oh, when I was, you know, where were you 10 years ago? And she was like, oh, I had braces on my teeth.
So basically,
and he was like, you know, 49 or however the hell old he was.
So basically, Rick Blaine was the original creepy guy in a van.
Pretty much.
But, you know, instead you had to turn the crank on the van in order to get the Ford T-model creep.
And he did. He looked much older than she did. Because obviously he was much older than she was. So, again, kind of creepy. And her whole, like, her relationship with her husband, too, was creepy. Because she was like, I knew this amazing man when I was a child. And I was like, what? And then you grew up and married him? Like, that. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she was, that's the only kind of father figure she had.
Yeah, but that's a different topic. Then we're talking about daddy issues.
Yeah, that's pretty much like a psychological thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You could, you know, from a critical standpoint, you probably get into that. But
yeah.
You know, just from a surface standpoint, you're like, okay, these two people are in love, but why? You know,
I thought that too. And, you know, maybe because of the time and the time allotted to their actual love story in Paris wasn't really that long because it was like, oh, they hung out together and ate food by the river.
They wore French hats and they looked at
newspapers.
And they drove on a lot that had a picture of the Eiffel Tower behind it.
Yeah.
You know, the Louvre or whatever.
Louvre.
Louvre. I'm an idiot.
Louvre.
So I don't know, but I mean, what I was interested in as far as like with intricacies about the movie. First of all, like, okay, so the movie takes place in Casablanca, which is in French Morocco,
mm-hmm.
which apparently, I don't know if it's neutral.
It's unoccupied France.
It's unoccupied France, but so it means that the French people, the French, and the Germans, so the Nazis, are all hanging out there. But if Germany really wants it, so they can't Germany just, like, take a quick trip over on the boat and just take it? If they want all of France? So, I mean, What's stopping them? I mean, because it's the thing, like, the Nazis come in, and they go into Rick's bar, and they're, like, you know, telling, you know, after they have this war of the national anthems between the Germans and the French, then, you know, the Nazis are like, shut this bar down. It's like, well, who the hell are they to do that?
They're the Nazis.
But, I mean, why, if they're Nazis, why don't they just come in and, why are they just fucking with this bar? Why don't they just come and take over the whole damn place if they're so great?
I don't know. That is a good question. I would have to.
You would think they would want a piece of Africa too.
Well, they did have a piece of Africa. That was a thing. They actually were down there. But I would have to like look at like the time it was set and like when they were and where exactly the Nazis were supposed to be positioned at that time. Like I don't actually know that.
See, it's like yeah. There's I think they're to understand it today. Well, I guess you probably have to watch a documentary on this movie in order to really appreciate it.
I think that might be, you know, maybe that's the thing we need to start doing is, like, watching the documentary. Because apparently there's some documentary on Citizen Kane about, like, Rosebud actually being a reference to vagina.
Yeah, I mean, and that's probably the deal. But, I mean, I don't know, I guess I just think of just watching these movies, I just want to go into it and say, okay, first reaction, what am I watching, what am I seeing, how do I feel about it? You know why? What are my initial reactions to this classical piece of cinema? And you know, a lot of times I'm just watching it. I'm like, well, I guess since I don't have like a big hold on the history of World War II and why things were where they were, you know, to me it just kind of seems like okay. So everybody goes to Morocco, goes to Casablanca to hang out, so they can go to Portugal. And from Portugal, they can go to the States.
Yeah.
Instead of just going from the state, from Morocco.
That's the thing. I mean, you don't really know. And travel being different than it was back then. I mean, sure, I'm sure now you could probably get a flight. But, you know, you also have to realize this is wartime. This is where, you know, what part of Europe did the Nazis occupy. And I don't even remember what year this was supposed to be, so I can't even tell you.
Right.
That. But I just looked up on Wikipedia to make sure that I was right that the Nazis did indeed invade Africa. And yes, they did.
Well, they went. But that's like completely the side of Africa.
Right, but I mean, they did start. They were trying to get down there, but the British actually did stop them.
Okay.
So, but yes, they did push into the continent of Africa.
So they're trying to get a peace, but they really wanted. I mean, okay. Well, first of all, the French Morocco not that big. Probably could have been taken.
Probably.
They could have did it. Maybe they're just lazy.
But, well, no. I mean, the question is, can you actually get your shit over there? That's the problem. Can you actually get your men? Can you actually get
your tanks? Well, they got their shit over in England.
No, they didn't. They never went over to England.
Their planes.
Well, they flew them over England. But that's not that difficult. Because the British Channel from France to... It's narrow.
Oh,
that's easy shit.
We're so old. We're off the topic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but, you know, these are questions that come up from watching this movie for the first time. And well, I'm just like, well... You know, what's the importance, you know? And then you got, basically, you know, Humphrey Bogart as Rick Blaine, who's an expatriate, who's like, you know...
If Humphrey Bogart was alive today, trying to get into acting, I don't think he would get in. Not because he's not a good actor, but because they would probably, like they tried to do to Jack Nicholson, make him take voice lessons to, like, rid him of that...
Whatever his inflection is.
Yeah, whatever the thing is, which... You know, they tried to do that to Jack Nicholson, but he said, fuck you, and kind of did his own thing. But I think today, I don't think he'd get anywhere near it unless he was taking voice lessons to get rid of his
right.
Whatever makes him sound that way.
Yeah. But,
which is too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad, but you know, I think he's a classic. And, I mean, the performance is, I mean, it's a performance, it's good. You know, I mean, everybody...
It won Oscars.
Yeah, it won Oscars. I mean, it hit its mark. Everything hit its mark as far as, like, you know, like, logistics-wise and, you know, as far as... I mean, as far as, like, you know, just performances and, like, cinematography and just direction. I mean, it's a movie from the 40s that was done really well.
It was. It honestly, I think, you know, it's worth seeing, absolutely. It's a great... I mean, I found it interesting. I was more interested in the whole story of everybody trying to get their papers and trying to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Than I was about really anything else that was going on.
Yeah, like, there's, like, I mean, there's, like, random people there just, you know,
going. Yeah, and then there were a few too many random people, I have to say.
Yeah.
Kind of like, okay, I don't need to know about this young couple. Just so I can see Rick do a good thing.
Like, do a good, yeah, he's a good man.
I get it.
Man.
I get,
well, we
get it.
It, he's
I get
a
it.
Good, I mean, I guess, yeah, we
I
get
mean,
it,
we are,
he's
I,
a good
I
man.
I kind of already got that.
He's already got this bar. He's doing a good
he's
just
this
for the
bar.
You know, it's a place for these, you know, these displaced people to hang out. So we already know that even though he's kind of a dick on the outside, he's a good dude on the inside.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think I ever want to hear Time Goes By again.
Da-da-da-da crap.
It's not that it's a bad song. It's just that they played it, like, what, like 4 times?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a thing, they just kept on having it, and, you know, I mean, whatever, it's the classic milk film, and apparently President Obama enjoys it.
Oh, good, good. I mean, it was good, I would say watch it. I didn't love it. It was one of those, didn't love it. I don't know if there's been anything on here that I've loved. I think so far, the one I've enjoyed the most was Bonnie and Clyde.
I was going to say, Bonnie and Clyde is probably my favorite.
Was probably my favorite so far.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll get better.
Yeah.
Maybe we're, I don't know. It's just so difficult to look at these movies that you've seen, and you've seen people rip off hundreds of thousands of times, and then to, you know, watch the source material and be like, okay.
Okay, I guess this is supposed to be great. You know,
well,
what's the,
and that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, you can't just be, you're born into a place that this movie already exists, and has existed for decades.
And so, everybody else and your brother has seen it.
And then, so, you know, you start watching, like, The Simpsons and stuff and, like, all these other things that, like, rip it off or pay tribute to it or whatever. You can't just, like, be born and somebody say, okay, hold on, before you see all this other stuff that's going on in pop culture, watch this first. You know, like, there's no way to do that. So it's kind of difficult to watch it the other way around.
Yeah.
And still, I don't know, care as much as you should.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, see it. Whatever.
But as far as... I guess that's really all we can say about it. Cause there wasn't enough sort of a visceral reaction for me to...
One of these
really
days I'm actually going to like one of these movies.
Oh, all we right. will. One of these days. So let's talk about Evil Dead. What did you think about Evil Dead?
What did I think about Evil Dead? I wanted it to be much more violent. I wanted more blood. I wanted more killing. There was not nearly enough. Because I like my horror movies really bloody. It wasn't bloody enough.
Well, it wasn't so much it was... okay, here's the thing. People will argue that it was not... That Neil probably... Be, well, how could you not say it? How could you say that? Because there was just so much blood and gore and mess.
Was totally, but compared to... Again, compared to what we see today, like Saw...
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, the thing is... Okay, so... It's a movie where, you know... It was done really cheaply for horror film standards of that time with those kind of effects and that kind of ambition. You know, Sam Raimi basically beg, borrow, and steal to get all that money, and, you know, he made a cult film out of it. And, you know, Bruce Campbell became a cult superstar because of it. But as far as, like, you know, like as a movie. And just acting in general, like, I understand it's like, oh, it's so bad, it's good. It's like, yeah, but if it's bad, it's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you know...
I was waiting for it to be hilarious, because that's what I'd heard, because Army of Darkness, obviously, is hilarious.
See, I've never seen Army of Darkness, never seen Evil Dead 2.
I've never seen Evil Dead 2.
I don't...
And I think maybe that's the one I'm missing, because Army of Darkness is hilariously funny, and it was made that way.
Yeah.
Because the other ones were so bad that they were funny. They weren't supposed to be, but they just were.
But this one wasn't funny at all.
Yeah,
like, there's like, you know, I mean, I think if what's funny is when people, you know, horrible things are happening to people, and these, you know, these teenagers, or whoever, these characters are just sitting there, and they kind of, like, have, like, this delayed reaction.
That was,
like,
actually pretty funny.
To, like, get up and maybe do
She's
something.
She's, like, screamed. There's a girl... some girls in another room, and already you have, like, a demon who's, what, chained up underneath the floor, you know, in the basement. You have all this weird shit going on, and the window breaks, this girl starts screaming at the top of her lungs, and the dude's just like, and they very slowly get up.
They very slowly
stop what they're doing and, like, go over.
And they're like, oh, I probably should address this horrible event. And I kind of, you know, that kind of took me out of it. And I know that
it's like watching the Oscars.
Yeah. We just recorded this at the Oscars, and very, you know, there were moments where people were screaming and nobody did anything.
There was a lot of
and the screaming was coming from me.
Anne Hathaway was on stage, and everybody's going, why isn't this being stopped? And no one did
anything.
Somebody
stopped this, and then eventually Billy Crystal heard, and he got up from his home and wore a tux and came in and was like, I'm here to stop it.
Kirk Douglas showed up, and he was like, I'm old.
Kirk Douglas has actually spent the last 10 years making his trek to the Oscars to make that appearance.
Actually, he was probably one of the most entertaining parts of the entire show.
Well, because
he's an old man who doesn't give a shit anymore.
Old men, old people in general, are much funnier than anybody that is, like, below the age of 70. I've determined it. Like, I've met, just, you meet, like, old people, like classic old people, and they're just, like, they're still sharp because they don't give a shit anymore, but they're sharp, and they have so much more life experience, you know? And,
yeah, but that can go both ways. You could get, like, the funny old people, or you could get the crotchety, mean old people.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying, but he's a. But in Kurt's case, he's a classic, and I thought that was entertaining. Anyways,
like a car.
Yeah, but like I was saying, like so Army of Darkness, though, like it was just like some of this acting is just so languid, and it just there's the delayed reactions kind of took me out of this moment where it's like these horrible things are happening, and you know, and you think that. You know, obviously, when a girl comes running in and she looks like she's been beat to shit by some sort of something.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cares. Not even her own brother, who Bruce Campbell is playing her brother.
Yeah.
And he just kind of is, like, mad at her.
Like, why are you doing this?
And like, she's like, I want to leave. And they're, like, mad. It's like, oh, geez, you want to leave? It's like, she looks like she's been beat with, like, a, you know, like
just. She had been beaten with sticks.
She was beaten and really raped by the forest.
By sticks.
By sticks.
Yes.
And so there's, you know, and for her, to them, it's like this big inconvenience. Like, oh, we can't party or whatever, you know.
But they weren't really even partying. They were, like, playing cards. Like
Uno.
And it was just really boring. Like you said, you know, she came all the way out there to that freaking cabin to draw a clock.
Yeah, that's right.
That was their idea of fun.
Her first scene is she's sitting in her room alone drawing a clock. And she becomes possessed.
Which I thought was a toilet, by the way. The way she was sitting and the way it was positioned, I was like, is she sitting on a toilet, like, drawing? Like, what are we watching this for?
So, like...
I personally thought it was dumb that I never got to see anything that was going... I mean, I realized it was done very cheaply. The car, I don't think it had any gas in it. I think they just put it in neutral and just filmed.
Yeah.
As if they push it down a hill, because it was that
low.
That's
how they save money.
But I never got to see, like, any sort of other things in the forest. It was just sort of like, there's these spirits in the forest, and they make, you know, they make the forest rapey, and demons will come and get
you. Well, the Necromonicon, that book they're reading from.
Right, but...
You know, that was the, the catalyst, that's, because it's, you know, it's in this cabin, and it just happened to, you know, inhabit.
Right, but...
You know.
But... I want to see, like, a scary thing in the forest. I want to see more.
They couldn't afford it.
Creepy forest people. You can't throw a fucking cloak on a grip and tell them to run. Run through the forest. It looks scary. Like, just shoot it in the dark. It's cool.
Yeah. And what I'm also fascinated about with this movie, though, is that I was reading that it was shot over a year and a half. And basically, like, whenever they couldn't get, like, their actors, you know, basically, they just shot a lot of reaction stuff from Bruce Campbell. Because, like, the last, like, half hour of the movie,
it's just his face.
It's just him just getting, like, guts and blood and
things.
And
he's always clean, though. That's the funny part. He'll, like, get drenched in blood.
Yeah.
And like, then, like, he'll turn around and he's totally clean.
Yeah, like, there's very,
well,
like,
not totally.
There's a lot of inconsistencies. And I go, like, okay, no, it was cheap. It's schlocky. This is what it's supposed to be, but it's a movie, so I think about this as like, okay, if I'm reading this script today, am I looking at this thing and saying, oh, this is a classic?
No, I don't think you can think that before things get made, though. Because, yeah. I mean, even when I was reading on the internet about Casablanca, like, all the actors involved, they didn't think it was anything special.
No, and it really,
this is a project I want to be involved in, whatever. Yeah. But they didn't think it was going to be what it is.
Right.
And I don't think, you can't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you can pretend to know that. I'm sure, like, you can be like, Avatar is a classic. You know, James Cameron probably thought that when he was filming it, but then you're like... Mm-hmm.
You watch it and you're just like, eh.
Sure, it looks nice, but the story's stupid. And
yeah.
It's Fern Gully with blue people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so, I don't know. You can't really know what's going to be a classic when it's not.
Yeah. But I'm glad I saw it at least, so now I can feel like, you know, if I ever go to a horror convention and somebody references it or...
I mean, I'd see it on the big screen. If they showed it at the New Beverly, I'd totally go see it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a good, it's a good time.
Bloody, schlocky stupidness.
Yeah, everybody.
It's dumb as hell. I say, see it. If you like horror movies, see it. If you love cheese, like cheesy bullshit, see it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Laugh at how stupid it is and how cheaply made and how bad the special effects are.
But the one thing I will say is that once the gore starts coming, it starts coming.
Oh, yeah, no, it totally starts coming. It's too slow.
Well.
I'm one of those people, if I'm going to see a horror movie, I want, like, 5 minutes of setup and then just, like, gore to the end.
Yeah, because, like, well, right now I'm trying to watch Friday the 13th, Part 3, and it's just, like, I didn't realize how slow it takes to get to, like, the real good stuff, you know?
Yeah, and that's kind of like this. It takes a while until you get into the actual.
No, it's expensive. You know, you gotta save it. You gotta save it for when it's worth it. But
I guess.
I don't know. I think that's it. I think we'll...
Well, I mean, this is gonna be a little shorter than usual. I mean, we could reference the Oscars, just like a quick, what'd you think?
Well...
It was tonight, obviously, the 83rd
Oscars? 83rd Oscar Awards. I was slightly surprised that Social Network did not win Best Picture.
Yay!
I did like Social Network slightly more than King's Speech.
Actually, all right, I'm going to lay it down. I'm actually really glad Social Network didn't win.
But you didn't see it.
But I haven't seen it. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm sure it's an awesome movie. I'm sure it's very good. I'm sure the script is fantastic. I'm sure the acting is fantastic. I'm not really worried about that. The reason I'm happy it did not win is because it is a fucking movie about Facebook.
Yeah, but...
So, like 5 years ago, if somebody made a movie about MySpace and it won a fucking Oscar, what would you say today if you're like, remember when that MySpace movie won?
Yeah, but...
Like, everybody would be like, it's not really so MySpace movie.
The thing is, it's not really so much a movie about MySpace, about movie about Facebook. It's a movie about, like, a billionaire... Who just happens, or got, you know, like a really geeky kid who, you know, is deterred, you know, has a goal in mind, and he goes out and achieves it, you know, and he becomes, you know, influenced along the way, and, you know, there's more layers to it as far as, like, you know, it's not just, like, about Facebook, like, it's not like he spends all of his time, like, you know, having
obviously
problems,
like,
with mafia wars.
He's just not sitting there being like, this is the HTML code we need to create Facebook.
Yeah, and it's not like that, or, you know, it's, I mean, there's more to it, you
I'm
know.
I'm sure there's
that's
much
why,
more
and that's
to
why
it.
It's such a good movie.
Movie about Facebook, and I just can't get past that. And maybe I should. I know I need to watch it. I do want to watch it. Hopefully I will get a chance to watch it shortly, and maybe my mind will change, but come on. It's like when Crash won the Oscar. Everybody was like,
See, I never saw Crash, and I don't really know. I don't like movies that are like, hey, there's different stories going on, and let's...
Well, that was the thing. It was like Crash won, and people were like, oh, Crash won, and like a year later, people were like, what the fuck, Crash won. Like, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really? And that's what my fear is with the Facebook movie.
Well, I think they did
that. Like, look at back going, Titanic won how many Oscars?
Well, basically, though, they went and, you know, they made Social Network, King's Speech won.
Which was good. Liked it. Colin Firth won. Anne Hathaway won. Not Anne Hathaway. Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman. Thank God she didn't mention the dude who knocked her up this time. Well, she did, but she didn't say.
She had a nice, long, windy speech. You know, but
everybody kind of did. Which was weird. What was it? Oh, I still haven't seen 127 Hours. I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see...
I want to see him cut his arm off.
I just want to fast forward to that part, just so I can get it over with.
Neat.
Yeah, because it pretty much, like, that's the only thing you're there to see. Like, I don't care about this guy that happens to be running through the, you know, being a extreme sports dude and he falls into a hole. I'm like, whatever, I get that point. I just want to see them cut their arm off, because if that's how they're going to, if they're going to make a graphic and it's going to be, you know, icky and whatever, then I'll see that and I'll be like, well, I survived it and now I can go through the rest of my life.
Maybe that's how that guy feels.
I avoided seeing Lucio Fulci zombie for a long time because I was like, I'm going to have to see this eye splinter in the eye scene.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
But it wasn't bad. And I was like, I knew it was coming and I've been waiting to see it. And I saw it and I was like, okay, well, then it happened.
Is that the same movie where zombie fights a shark?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Great movie.
So, but the Oscars were, you know, I guess.
They were really, really long. And
well, they're all okay. First of all,
they're always
long.
Really long. But Anne Hathaway, huge dork. She was actually cute and kind of endearing. I don't know if she was a great Oscar host, but I could tell she was really trying to have a good time up there. So I kind of feel a little bit bad for her because I have a feeling she's going to get just absolutely trounced in the papers tomorrow.
Well.
James Franco, high.
High.
High is a fucking kite. Because honestly, that is the only thing I think when I see James Franco is I am high right now. I'm really, really high right now.
Yeah, he is.
He's smoking a lot of pot. Which is fine.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure he probably had to get through all the crap going on in that on that ceremony and just all the pressure.
Well, not only that, but then, like, the Dead People Awards or whatever, the Dead People montage.
Yeah, Dead People.
Where they didn't have Corey Haim.
Well, he didn't do anything important.
He was sort of important in the 80s.
He's more... Would you say that he was more important than random producer dude? You know, that
you'd think he didn't even get, like, a picture. I mean, the woman who got killed in Beverly Hills got a picture. She was a publicist.
Yeah.
But she got a picture.
But she was
had
still...
a great, like, a horrifically horrific death that everyone will always remember.
Yeah, I mean, Corey Haim just choked on his puke. Or something. I mean, I think he just...
But he died in the Oakwoods, like so many other celebrities.
Him and Rick James... Died in the Oakwoods.
Maybe that's what they should have. Like, instead of, like, a death montage, it should be a Died in the Oakwoods montage.
Well, that's going to be at the Deddies. They're going to have
a thing called the Deddies?
I don't know.
I actually believed you. Because there is a thing called the Razzies of movies.
Maybe the Razzies will have the they'll say the people you forgot. And then they'll just have...
No, they already had their awards. And Sex and the City 2... All the women who were in that movie got the collective You Suck Award for being, like, the worst actress ever.
Well, that's on our list to watch.
Yes, we will watch Sex and the City 2.
We will pair that with...
Oh, we can't watch Sex and the City 1 because I actually, sadly, sat through the first one.
We will pair...
And I never watched the TV show.
We will pair Sex and the City 2 with Platoon.
Actually, that would work very well.
Because it'll probably be after seeing Platoon. Because
it's going to be,
see...
like, an assault.
We'll
both
probably,
of them are going to be in assault in the sense.
We'll need to cleanse our palate in a way.
Well,
one way or the other.
I've already heard Sex and the City 2 referred to as Sex and the City 2 Surprise They're Racist. So that'll be fun.
No, oh, yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yay.
So yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah. Well, we'll see what happens next time. On our show, we'll figure out some.
Yeah, we'll
more
figure.
Movies.
I'm not sure exactly which ones we're gonna watch. I don't know if Platoon's right out of the gate next or what the deal is.
I kind
of
want to avoid Platoon, but we're gonna have to watch it eventually.
It's supposed to be great.
Well, all the movies are supposed to be great.
Yeah, we'll see how.
Whether or not I
want to
watch a war movie about that, you know, it's just I do. But
all
I
these
don't.
Fucking movies are supposed to be great, and I don't think I've really enjoyed one.
Well, we'll have to pick wisely next time. So I guess I guess that's it.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and check us out on Twitter at Haven't Seen It Pod, and follow us on Tumblr, haventseenit.tumblr.com.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.